Christ a better high priest than Aaron. Hebrews 5:5, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee, as he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, was strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. How many things can be said of the supremacy of Christ's priesthood to that of Levi and Aaron himself. Moses and Aaron revered among the Hebrews, but Christ, being the eternal Son of God, was also a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Much speculation arises about Melchizedek. Was he a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ? We will not attempt to answer that here, but all we will say is he was without beginning of days, no lineage traced of father and mother. But Christ was ever after that order, and Levi, still being in the loins of Abraham, gave tithes to this high priest. So then Christ, being before Levi, as he has always been in the heavens, came, and he is our great high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Now, if you and I would have a high priest, we would want one that is perfect. Verse 8 tells us Christ, the high priest, was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. The Eternal One came and made himself a man to sympathize with his people. But unlike Aaron or Levi, his priesthood has never been corrupted. You see, Aaron fell into idolatry, that idol worship, and made the people naked to their shame. But Christ became the curse for us. Christ hung naked on that cross so that we might be clothed in the righteousness of God. Christ is a high priest that never failed us. He never has and he never will. The Levitical priest must needs die, but Christ has an eternal priesthood. Hebrews 7:15, and it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The power of an endless life. Because Christ is the perfect priest that cannot be defeated by death and provided the perfect sacrifice for sin, his priesthood is better than that of Levi. For when a man can live forever, he can fulfill all that he says that he will do. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able to also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, that's with a capital S, who is consecrated forevermore. So then Christ is the perfect high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He went through this life, he suffered for us, but he was sinless, perfect, undefiled, separate from sinners. This is a better priesthood than that of Aaron. Christ's priesthood is supreme to that of the Levitical priesthood. Christ is greater than all, and he is a greater high priest than that of Levi and than that of Aaron.